All right. Would like for you now to relax the muscles across your back where the shoulder blades are. I want you to rotate those muscles for a moment, maybe forward, maybe 3 times, and then backwards 3 times. And maybe just sort of wriggle into the more comfortable position, an upright position, sitting up with your feet on the floor. And now, would like for you to focus your attention on that column of light that runs down through your body. And this column of light includes your spine and runs through all 7 chakras. Down between your legs and into the ground between your feet, and including portions of your feet. And the portions of the feet are the inside, near the arches, that area, as it comes down through the body and down through the legs and down through the parts of the feet. And because this column of light is whole, it's whole energy, that the 2 parts of your feet, the left and right, feel totally connected. I want you to focus your attention on the connection between your 2 feet provided by a column of light. And as you're exploring the connection, the magnetism of the energy of your 2 feet, I want you to follow that down into the earth, this connection. And it just so happens to be following the column of light into the earth, farther and farther, farther and farther. The energy is going farther and farther away. And now, allowing part of your consciousness to remain while the rest of your consciousness rises. It's beginning to rise, traveling upward. And as it's traveling upward, it's shedding light into the earth. And that light is traveling all the way around the earth, covering the earth, this energy, this light. And the earth absorbs this light, as does the water, so that all parts of the earth with its water is penetrated by this energy. And when we say your energy, we're talking right now about the group energy, your energy, the group energy all around the earth. And the power of this light is exponential for every person who brings their focus to this energy. And so this powerful, magnetic, loving energy is penetrating to the very core of the earth and then rising upward and outward in all directions, growing in strength and in illumination as it rises, carrying other energies upward with it, the energies of the stone beings who are harmonizing and blending with your energy, with your light. And the light continues to rise, growing beautiful, more brighter and brighter, clearer and brighter, more intense, more focused, as it continues to rise. And focusing now on that portion of that energy that is rising up through the column of light, back up into your feet, and back up into the column, up your legs, up through the chakras, pausing for a long moment at the heart. And then continuing to rise, and spending one more long moment at the high heart, letting this energy fill you and energize you, nurturing and supporting you here in the high heart, soul's love resides. And once you are filled, you rise up past the throat, up into the mind, and your consciousness rises up and spreads outward in all directions at the mental plane. You can feel the energy energizing your third eye and the whole side, the whole right side of your brain lights up. Letting it light up. And then, like turning a light bulb into a socket, you rotate the energy to the left, and it lights up. Your whole mind filled with light, soul's light. And as you simply allow yourself to exist in this state of perfect love, now you bring up into the mind your heart's desire. All right, letting go. And now, would like for you, with your illumined mind, to see a space opening up. Is watching this space open up. It's a beautiful, crystal clear. Deep blue violet light. The space opening up. It's a deep blue violet light. Just opening up. And you're allowing it. Here amid this perfectly illumined mind is this space of deep blue violet light. And now, thinking of the highest quality you can imagine, some quality that you would love to see in yourself, radiated outward, demonstrated outwardly, mirrored back to you, some quality, just pick one. Okay. We recognize that this might be a little more difficult to picture, or perhaps you would rather soul choose the quality, in which case you can send them picture it. Big Dipper with a question mark. Just visualizing that. Just imagine giving them that picture, because that energy of giving, of offering, of moving it out toward the other. Although in this case, you're moving it out toward your greater self, which is all around you. So it doesn't matter how you picture moving it outward, soul will receive it. You know, part of your journey is to realize that you are, in fact, a soul or angel. That you have those qualities within you. And you have the potential to express them outwardly to all others. And now, would like for you to picture yourself walking upward on a rainbow. And the rainbow is arched, but it's a nice, easy walk. And you're walking up this rainbow, and you're kind of staying to the side of the road in a certain sense, because there's this beautiful white light at the end of the rainbow that's perfectly clear and exhibiting all the colors. And by walking on that part, it's like walking on the greater one, but having feet large enough to touch all the colors at once. So you're walking up this arched rainbow white light next to the perfect rainbow. And as you reach up to the causal plane, picture yourself reaching this perfectly beautiful, peaceful, harmonious place. And the arched rainbow smooths out and creates a path goes off into the distance. And off to the side, where the white light, that rainbow white light is a being, a beautiful being of light. And this beautiful being of light is coming toward you. And you can feel the love radiating to you and moving through you. And as it moves through you, it's infusing you with love. That even though it is passing through you, it is leaving some of itself within you. All this energy, this beautiful, clear energy. And as this being, this beautiful being of light draws ever closer, you recognize yourself as soul. And you feel the magnetism of this beautiful solar angel of whom you are a part. And that magnetism is drawing you ever closer until you are merging and blending. And you can feel soul's joy at unity of all the parts together, wholeness. And letting yourself experience that feeling of wholeness, of completeness, that being perfect just as you are right now. Feeling it. And that spark of divinity within you responds, lighting up and growing brighter. And that light is a signal to Spirit, the Great Spirit, Great Mystery, God, Goddess, all that is. And they respond by sending more energy to you just opening to receive it, just the right amount. And as you reach your fill, soul is also reaching full, and you are blended and merged so that you are experiencing this together in unity and harmony. The only difference is that ego wants to remain separate. But right now in this place, as you have merged and blended with yourself as soul, for one moment, see yourself as an angel, and each of you might have a different color. You could possibly be a blend of two colors. Just looking at yourself. Self as soul, all of you together, perfectly whole. And now, setting your intent to remember this experience, to remember what you saw. Remembering your color or your two colors, and realizing that this is one way in which you can visualize soul alignment. To see your soul, yourself as soul, whole and complete, and knowing that you are merged and blended into that whole. An important part of your path right here. And as you absorb this information, I want you to call on the will to express. Calling on the Master Saint Germain. And evoking the energy of the will to express that already resides within you. Just calling forth the will to express energies within you and having them merge and blend with the energies of the will to express that we've invoked. So evoked and invoked, and finding that place where these energies meet. For there is a point of power here where these energies meet. The energies that have been invoked from without you, and the energies that have been evoked from within you. And as you visualize this point, as a circle of light. And this circle of light contains all the rainbows. And the colors are blending in turns. I'm just watching it. Watching where the energies meet. And now, would like for you to picture the physical body in which you reside. Picturing the physical body in which you reside. And as you're picturing that body, we'd like you to open your mind and your senses to see that body as a web of light. It's a web of light with tubes of energy where the chakras are. Just picturing that, the various colors. You're going upward, starting with that candy apple red, moving up to the perfect orange, and then to the golden will, moving up into the deep emerald green of the heart. Moving up into that perfect pink of the high heart. Seeing it, this perfect pink. And then moving up into the perfect sky blue light of the throat. This perfect sky blue light right above the pink light of the high heart. And then that tube of light, you're progressing upward to the third eye. And that blue violet light. Third eye, Yajna. And finally arriving, the crown chakra into the many-petaled lotus, going into the center of this lotus. And blending and merging with the very center of this lotus. Becoming one with it. Until there's no knowing where it begins, where you end and it begins, where you begin and it ends. You are complete and whole. Then turning to face yourself as soul and thanking yourself as soul for this transformation. Allowing yourself to feel the gratitude. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. Namaste.